So here we are, the Invisible Lady, part four, the final part. So we left off with her busting through the door and she saying to her boyfriend, my mother. He said, what are you talking about? By this time, the mother done pulled up. So she right behind her. The boyfriend stood up off the couch, came around the couch, and now he's standing in the hallway. The mother just came through the door, her and Aunt Cheryl. She turned around and she looked at her mother and she took a deep breath. She said, Ma, I never disrespected you, but I don't know how today's gonna go. Ma, is this yours? And she held up the sweater. The mother looked at the sweater and said, yeah, I've been looking for my sweater. She told her mother, she said, Ma, I found it in my closet. How did it get here? She said, baby, that's a good question. How did it get here? She said, I don't know, Ma. But Ma, what's your favorite meal? The mother said, pork chops and gravy with rice, string beans, and a buttery biscuit. She said, Ma, what you leave out the house without wearing? She said, baby, what I got on now? My mask. Then she says, Ma. Then the mother said, hold on. What's up with all these questions? She said, because Ma, the Invisible Lady bought my ex some pork chops, gravy, and rice and string beans and a buttery biscuit. My son also said that he seen the Invisible Lady wearing a mask. So the boyfriend intervened. He said, what you mean, ex? She said, oh, this is your last day. You got to go. Then she said to her mother, on top of that, Ma, you know what day the trash people come to pick up the trash out in the alley? The mother said, yeah, Wednesdays. That's the only day, Ma, that you're free to drive around. Because you go to where, Ma? She said, dialysis. But after I leave dialysis, Cheryl drives me home. She says, Ma, why would Cheryl drive you home when Cheryl don't have a car? She says, baby, Cheryl uses my car and drop me off and come back and pick me up. I can't drive back and forth to dialysis, baby. I be too weak. So the daughter's looking at the mother, and the mother's looking at the daughter. And the mother goes to say, hold on, hold on. Baby, I love pork chops and gravy with rice, string beans, and a buttery biscuit. But I don't cook it for myself. Cheryl cooks it for me. So now the daughter and the mother is now looking at Aunt Cheryl. Now, the more the daughter look at Aunt Cheryl, the puzzles start coming together. Aunt Cheryl got on a kente cloth hat. Aunt Cheryl got on the dashiki dress. And Aunt Cheryl got on a mask. The school teacher at school said they cover themselves to feel invisible. This is the Invisible Lady the little boy been seeing. So now the daughter need facts on top of facts. So she asks Aunt Cheryl, Aunt Cheryl, can you take your mask off? Aunt Cheryl grabbed her mask, slowly removed it, and revealed on her lips was the red lipstick. She turns around to approach her boyfriend. Well, now ex, that motherfucker gone. He done hit the back door. By this time, the mother done swung on Cheryl. Cheryl done fell to the screen door. She got up. And she got to run it down the street. As she running down the street, the mother left it behind her. So now the daughter seen that the mother chasing Aunt Cheryl. So the daughter come out the door. So as the daughter come out the door trying to figure out which way did they go. Because they gone. Them some fast old ladies. They gone. So the next door neighbor, who's the elder, she comes out of her yard and said, oh, baby, thank you so much for moving your car from out back on today. Now the trash people can get through. So the daughter like, bitch, all this shit coming to the light. It wasn't her car. It was the mother car. The car that Cheryl be using to drop her off at dialysis and come over here and feed his ass pork chops smothered with gravy, rice, string beans, and a buttery biscuit. Now, no one seen Cheryl since that day. But somebody from around the way said they seen her across town and she was unrecognizable. Her eye was hanging down like Miss Sophia. She had purple marks all over her face. Her head was tilted and she couldn't sit it up straight. She had a crook in her neck that was permanent. Cheryl wasn't really Cheryl. Cheryl was twisted up. Now, Cheryl and the mother wasn't really sisters. They were just close friends that called each other sisters, and she'd been around for a long time, so the family called her Aunt Cheryl. The boyfriend, nobody never seen him ever again. And all the stuff that was in her house that belonged to him is down at the Goodwill. 4 weeks later, she's sitting in the living room with her son and they watching TV. It's a knock at the door. She gets up, she go answer the door. She open the door, standing there is her baby father. The first thing he says is, I told you I was coming home, baby. I bought you and my son something to eat. She opened the door and she's happy to see him. Plus she was hungry and she glad he bought something to eat. You know bitches love to eat. So she takes the plate from him. He runs over there to his son. His son is happy to see him. He like, daddy, daddy, daddy. They rocking each other. He says, go ahead and get your food from your mother. I bought y'all something to eat. She says, oh, thank you so much. It's good to see you. And she opened the plate of food and there it is. Pork chops, gravy, rice, string beans, and a buttery biscuit. She said, where the fuck you get this from?